Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think at that age, there's so many other factors that come into play about how to be a great quarterback. And, you know, we all want to talk about what happens in the offseason with him. What we know about him on the field is he's a surgical passer. He's got a killer instinct. He's hyper-competitive. And I think he's brought all those things to Pittsburgh.
Tom Brady, who moonlights between being a part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders and an analyst on Fox, and I would argue isn't great at either one of them. Given the state of the Las Vegas Raiders right now, my God.
You don't like Brady as a broadcaster?
No, I don't. I like him more in the studio role that we just heard him in there.
Yeah.
And yep. I think he's done some stuff like documentary-wise. You and I have talked about this before where he's been really good. I just don't know that the game broadcast is him at his best.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, because you would figure it would translate. Maybe he's not comfortable doing it.
Sometimes the short amount of expressing your football knowledge and football acumen is better than the elongated version.
Yeah.
You know, whenever, like, I like personally like doing pregame shows because I can get it all in, bang, boom, 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 and then get out and then the game is played. I can get you hyped up and tell you what you need to know without having to explain it throughout of a whole process of a game and then in and out every single play, every single series.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It does. It makes a ton of sense. Like, Peyton Manning, when he does the Manning cast, he got time.
Right.
You can talk about whatever the hell you want, however the hell you want to talk about it. You can have the guest that you want to have on, and you can just ooze your football knowledge. If you're Brady and you're a color commentary guy, you got to squeeze it in to, like, 15 seconds of analysis. And that is absolutely a different skill set. To the point of the comment, Brady really impressed with what he's seen out of Aaron Rodgers so far. And I think, okay, you played a quarter-ish of the season. I think the Steelers absolutely made the right call, a quarterback. It's not just about what Rodgers has done, and I think he's been very good. I don't care what Pro Football Focus says. Justin Fields is 0-5. I don't think he was the reason they lost yesterday. The Jets have a lot of problems, and they are all great. Russell Wilson got benched. People were talking about Jackson Dart yesterday, and then he completely imploded. He threw two picks. They turned the ball over on five consecutive drives, did the Giants, against a not-good football team. And then Sam Darnold's been pretty good, but do you want to tie up 30-some-odd million dollars in Sam Darnold? I don't think so. He was great yesterday until the end of the game, and you know what happened on back-to-back series? He was seeing ghosts again. So you could have had any of those guys, or you could have had Aaron Rodgers. Rubber stamp this sucker, dude. They made the right call. For the price? You kidding me? Now, look, Jackson Dart may well wind up being a great player in the NFL. He was really good week 1 and 1. I thought there were some nice moments in week 2, but more bad than good. It's a 2-game sample size. I have no idea if he's going to wind up being a great player in the NFL. But I'm okay with the logic of we'll skip quarterback draft last year. We'll give ourselves a chance to win with Rodgers. We'll see what the draft looks like next year. If the draft is as bad as it looks right now, because like I ain't taking Drew Aller, just to name one again. Maybe Rodgers comes back for next year. Would anybody say no to that right now? I wouldn't. If he stays healthy, come on. So I think, that's real quick, you look at all these quarterbacks in the NFL that you could have had, the one you do have, I think he's playing the best ball out of any of them.
Yep, so far.
And I know Bengals fans are asking for them to trade for Russell Wilson. Let me tell you something. Russell Wilson behind that offensive line, please do it. Please do it. That guy's going to get sacked 10 times a game. I don't think Browning's been good. In fact, far from it. but he knows the offense.
Exactly. Russell Wilson wouldn't be able to come in and pick up the offense that quick to go and be in any what of effective in the way that he likes to hold on to the ball. It's a recipe for disaster. There's no way I think that the Bengals trade for him.
He'd hit some big plays to those great wide receivers they have. He would also get sacked a million times.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't make it through the season, man. That offensive line's as bad as there is in the NFL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.